This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, we bring on Rangers manager Chris Woodward. Woody, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. I was curious. I read a story over the weekend in the Dallas Morning News about how after, you know, maybe some of the struggles to start the season, you held a meeting with the team and you had a discussion, forgive me for paraphrasing, about how maybe the team wasn't like up for the season, or I can't remember the exact wording. I was kind of curious, with the shortened season and with the hype leading into it, how did this come to happen?
No, I think the only thing I've stressed to our team and, you know, basically our leadership group is just to stay on course, stay positive. But at the same time, like, we need to have urgency, but we can't get into the panic stage. Like, we have to obviously look at what we're not doing well and do it better. From a staff standpoint and a player standpoint, we got to, you know, poke holes in our team and say, okay, what do we need to improve on? What do we need to do better? I thought we did a good job of trying to prepare our guys from the beginning all the way to the back in spring training throughout this this whole pandemic. We felt like our guys were ready physically. You come into the beginning of the season, if you get off to a bad start, things don't go well in the first couple games, maybe. You know, we played well the first game, but we only scored one run. And I think offensively, you know, the biggest thing for our offense was just, we got to continue to grind. We can't give a bats away. And we got to continue to just trying to improve. But overall, I love where our guys are at. They never quit. You know, we were 3-8 and there was no panic. There wasn't, the world was ending. You know, they just kept fighting. And, you know, we're getting better. You know, we didn't play great defense in the beginning. We're playing better now. Just little things that we need to improve on every day. We got to keep going.
I guess, Woody, then, on top of that, compared to 162, you've experienced that plenty of times. Do you notice the difference between it, the feeling between 162 and what you're going through right now?
Yeah, it's way different. It's not even I can't even recognize what this season actually feels like and looks like. I just know we go to the field every day. We got a chance to win a game. And it's actually kind of exciting, to be honest with you. You know, the protocols are different. They're difficult because, you know, we don't get to be around each other as much. So I just really challenged our guys to find a way to still bond and, you know, communicate with each other, you know, when they're on the field and enjoy every day, man. Like, we got an opportunity that's, you know, different than any other year, you know, especially with the new playoff structure. There's more teams that get in. So the fact that we were 3-8, like, we can't lose sight of, like, continuing to grind, because the season is far from over. And I know it's a short season, but there's way more opportunity to obviously get into that tournament. So, you know, I do love where our guys are at. I trust these guys. They compete every day. You know, but like I said, we just got to continue to improve on some things and try to gain momentum as much as we can through every game. And so hopefully we build up some. So that game's, you know, game 30 or 40, you know, we're kind of on a roll and we're ready to kind of hit the postseason.
Well, Woody, first thing from me, great job on almost getting the prediction right. As you left our show last week, you said, hey, next time let's, you know, join us on like a five-game winning streak. And you guys have won four out of five, so you are really close on joining us today on a five-game winning streak. And then my question is, I heard last night you guys are one of eight teams so far that have had a different lineup for every game. Now, the Seattle Mariners have had the same thing too. So I was wondering this, Woody. When do you start thinking about the next day's lineup, and when does it come together for you?
This year is, like I said, far different. So I'm not, you know, I think in the past, obviously last year being my first year, you know, what I've seen in the past as a player and as a coach, you know, their consistency matters. And I wasn't a big, you know, lineup tinker. This year I think it was more of, you know, the main guys have been kind of in their same spots. But I think I'm looking at production. Like, we have to – I don't have the luxury of letting guys ride out two-week stretches. That's, you know, a quarter of the season, you know, to figure out if they're going to kind of, you know, get comfortable in their role. I've asked guys from day one that I got the job here to be uncomfortable or be comfortable being uncomfortable. And this year is the ultimate, you know, we have to be able to adapt and adjust and you know, dodge and weave. I mean, it's just the way that the year is going. 2020 is just a very, very strange year. So, you know, from a lineup standpoint, I need production. That's the bottom line. So whatever I feel like going into that next day, you know, I look at numbers and stuff like that, but I obviously use my eyes. You know, obviously the gut this year is pretty important. If guys are feeling good, if they're looking good, you know, yes, the matchup may be better. So I just taking all of it into consideration and trying to figure out the best, you know, especially clumped up together players that can produce runs. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Because if we get off to an early lead, our pitching staff has been pretty good. You saw it last night. You see the guys we threw at the back end of that bullpen. It's pretty exciting. You know, I mean, it's pretty exciting to know that we have that available. So, you know, just trying to figure out a way to win a game, honestly. And I told our players that this is going to be different. I'm going to manage different. I'm going to put a different lineup. And today's going to be a different lineup than it was, again, because we have obviously a new player. So it's going to be 16 for 16, you know, in new lineups.
Talk with Rangers manager Chris Woodward right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, you mentioned comfortable being uncomfortable. Are you comfortable saying that second base is now more of an open competition, or what will be the philosophy going forward?
I think, you know, I'm just really hoping Ruby makes some adjustments and tries to get back to where he was, you know, at the end of last year and then in camp. For some reason, it just hasn't been there. It is. If it continues to struggle, then I'm going to be forced to kind of play guys that are more productive. I hope it's him. I've been saying that from day one. I believe in the kid. I desperately want him to do well. But at the same time, you know, I have a job, obviously, to put the best team on the field that I feel like has a chance to win the game. So I'm not going to go out and say it's an open competition as of right now, but, you know, he's not playing today. I was hoping he'd come and work on some things with our hitting guys and try to get that feel back and get an understanding of where he was before.
When a guy like Montero strikes out Mike Trout to end a game, how much juice does that give a clubhouse?
Yeah, I think that that first day that Monty threw, you know, I was kind of looking for a softer landing. He hadn't really thrown a whole lot. He said he was 100% ready. You know, we're like, listen, I told him before the game, we're going to throw you into the fire, man. Like, I'm not going to try to get you in an easy spot. If it happens to be a one-run game in the ninth inning, you're throwing the ninth inning. And sure enough, that's what happened with, you know, and then he punches out Mike Trout to end the game. No, he's been fantastic. I think that day kind of gave us all a little bit of a jolt to say, okay, we got a legitimate guy at the back end. He still got a lot to prove, but his first, you know, two or three outings have been pretty spectacular.
So, Woody, I heard, I believe it was Joe Maddon after leaving Arlington, he just recently did an interview, and he felt like the new park, the infield plays really fast, and also the ball in the outfield's really bouncy. I know you guys obviously are getting to play more than just three games like the Angels. How have you felt Globe Life Field has played so far?
Yeah, I think it's been fine. I don't know about the outfield being bouncy. I think it, you know, plays pretty – I don't see too many high hops like, you know, we've seen on turf in the past, so – the infield is fast. I would give him definitely that because the turf plays like really low cut grass, which is honestly very similar to our old ballpark. Our old ballpark played really fast as well in the infield. I think the dirt has been, you know, okay. There's been a few, you know, that I was like, oh, it's kind of a bad hop or kind of a late bad hop. But for the most part, you know, our guys are happy with it. You know, they take ground balls every day. You know, being a former infielder, you know, I'm constantly watching how the balls are bouncing, and it seems pretty true. I don't know if those are just kind of anomalies that have happened. A couple to the Angels, unfortunately. Well, fortunately for us, but unfortunately for them. But overall, I think it's been playing fantastic, honestly. Just been playing a little bit bigger, obviously, but, you know, I'm fine with that. It helps our pitching style.
Now, is there a way we could get better dirt? So you said the dirt was just okay so far. Could we get better dirt and improve that?
I have to get a little more sample size to see if there's actually really anything or if maybe they need to water it a little more. I'm not sure what the, but it has played fine. I don't know if it was just those couple balls that, you know, hit a rough spot or hit a, I don't know. We'll have to see more to make that, you know, assessment to see if we need to actually change some dirt, but overall, I think it's been fine.
Now, potentially more serious question, is there any concern about any of the velocity for Mike Minor? I know that's come up a couple of times. What are your thoughts on the velocity drop that we've seen?
Yeah, we obviously had a lot of conversation with Mike and him with the trainers and just trying to figure out what was he feeling and why things were happening. It was a little bit of a drop at the beginning. And I know his last start in Oakland, you know, he felt like he had like a little bit of dead arm, like it wasn't coming out. He felt fine physically, but it just wasn't coming out. So I don't know. They talked a lot about some nerve issues and, you know, potential. I don't think it's a stamina thing. You know, Mike Minor is one of the most in shape guys that I've ever been around. I think that's not an issue. I think it's more of, you know, if it is like a neurological issue or a, you know, a feel thing, he loses a little bit of feeling sometimes when he's throwing his changeup. So he feels better. He felt better yesterday. So he got through four innings, you know, was begging me to go back out for the fifth. We obviously kept it under 80 pitches. But I think, you know, as he goes, if he feels the same way the next start, I think he'll be fine. And hopefully we'll get him back to where he was kind of last year and get to that 92, 93 range because he's an elite pitcher at that point.
Now,
well, Woody, I just want to let you give this before we leave because we want to keep this thing rolling. When we talk to you next week, what would you like for us to be talking to you about? Like how many wins in a row have you guys piled up or what's going on with the team next Wednesday?
Yeah, well, we'll go the 5 out of 6 homestand and then we'll, you know, get 2 out of 3 in Colorado. And then, you know, we got Jace Tingler coming in with the Padres. So we're going to beat his butt a little bit. So okay. 3 out of 4 against San Diego.
Okay, good.
Yes. Awesome. Yes. Look out, yes. A's. Here we come. Thank you so much for your time. We will catch up with you again next week and see how those prognostications look.
Sounds good. Thanks, Alex.
Chris Woodward, manager for your Texas Rangers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.